morning, Bear Nation. Welcome to The Brief. It is the 8th of February, 2023. If you're here for the best bad hair on the internet, you found your spot. I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com, founder and CEO of Refuge Medical, who is bringing you this broadcast today. I'll talk more about Refuge later in the show, but in the meanwhile, clap hand for that lovely little company. Today, we're going to talk about some anti-2A stuff and some pro-2A stuff, medical marijuana, the CCW kind of thing, the State of the Union dog and pony show that apparently occurred last night, and a very interesting conversation that I had yesterday. It's an indicator for war, Whiskey Alpha Romeo, involving myself, former Special Forces, Civil Affairs, and all the alphabet soups. Yeah. And part of my job, I'm interestingly positioned because of the work that Refuge does to have a little bit of insight into what the government's buying and why. And it was a very interesting conversation. So we'll do the brief first. We'll look at a couple of links. We'll all chat it up in the chat. If you're new here, subscribe. It's good for you. If it's not good for you, you can unsubscribe. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love. Right? Large Ogre said, oh, shit. Yeah, oh, shit. Oh, shit is correct. A federal judge in the state of Oklahoma. Woo! That's us. Somebody said Oklahoma had an insurrection yesterday. If that's what an insurrection looks like. Nah. I'm unallowed to show you how we handle insurrections in Oklahoma on camera due to YouTube's, policies. But suffice it to say, Oklahoma, by the way, Oklahoma state law enforcement, if you pick up a, here's the thing, right? If you pick up, if we pretend this Kentuckiana Gunworks enhanced reliability gun oil, which they're, it's great, by the way, and I recommend it. If you pick this up pretending that this is a brick, a rock, a tennis ball filled with concrete, you pick this up at an air quote demonstration, deadly force is authorized. Deadly force is authorized. And our state law enforcement trains to put three in your face. Up, pop, 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 down, scan. They train this. Not the SWAT team, not the hostage negotiator team. No, all of them. You pick up one of these, like a brick, a whatever, at a protest, pop, 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 drop, scan. Ask me how I know. So, not much of an insurrection. So, continuing. A federal judge in the state of Oklahoma recently ruled that a federal law barring marijuana users from owning firearms was unconstitutional. Specifically, the law states that gun ownership is illegal for, quote, unlawful users or addicts of controlled substances, end quote. Before this ruling was another. Three judges in New Orleans ruled that the government also had no authority to stop people from owning guns if they had domestic violence restraining orders. Both of these more recent rulings are rising out of the foundation set by a case from 2022, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. And it's easy to make the argument, well, of course, violent people who have restraining orders shouldn't have guns. Yes, in many instances, sure, I can understand that logic. In many other instances, do you know how easy it is in some places to get a restraining order against somebody? And now that violates their constitutional rights. Medical marijuana. I'm personally no fan of weed. I'm the most terrible high person you've ever met.
I don't know. I think we have a competition.
Yeah, you and I are both horrendous high people. But you do you, right? So who am I to say, yes, you can, no, you can't. You just don't get to operate like a scumbag, right? Period. You know, marijuana, alcohol, pills, porn, whatever your addiction is, you don't get to act like a scumbag. That's God's law, not man's law. The results of that case, Bruin, have created a precedent that requires the government to show that gun control laws are, quote, consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation, end quote. California's Governor Newsom has criticized that ruling, saying that the judges are zealots hell-bent on deranged divisions. This is a quote. Hell-bent on a deranged division of guns for all, leaving government powerless to protect its people, end quote. First of all, LOL, bro. Not the government's job to protect its people. That's why a well-regulated militia, regulated meaning a well-squared away, not constrained by regulations, bureaucratic regulations. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the free state, free, freedom. Leave me the hell alone, Mr. Government Man. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So Newsom surprisingly sucks shit on this as well. And continuing in his quote, that these judges are hell-bent on a deranged vision of guns for all, leaving government powerless to protect its people, end quote. I don't know about powerless and from who. Who are you protecting us from? Government, yourself? Hegelian dialectic? Be the problem, propose the solution to the problem, enact the solution to the problem that's good for you, but not really good for me. Hegelian dialectic at play in the United States of America, at least during my lifetime, has looked very much so like, we're going to break everything, and it's going to get so bad that you will beg us to fix it, that we will then offer solutions to the things that we broke intentionally, and you will beg us to implement these solutions, even if it means you lose freedom, prosperity, liberty, but because the vast majority of people prefer comfortable slavery to dangerous freedom. I'm much more so on the dangerous freedom end of the spectrum. Hell yeah, leave me the hell alone. I will maybe put a helmet on when I'm riding my bike if I want to. I will go the appropriate limit of speed on the road that I feel comfortable with based upon my vehicle and my driving skills. I will do, in essence, whatever the hell I want as long as I'm not bothering anybody else. And by bothering, I don't mean I hurt your feelings. I mean I'm physically impacting your life with my behavior. At which point, if I am, we can have a conversation and maybe square that shit away. But no, instead, congratulations, you have big government, which apparently, you know, fought back and forth last night during the State of the Union, which is a propaganda piece. I'm doing a terrible job of reading the brief this morning, all the rabbit holes. Newsom continued. He called it being these rulings, firearms related rulings. He called it an assault on our safety. Quote, shut the fuck up. Just a week ago, Governor Newsom signed a bill for the state of California that would prohibit concealed carry in almost all public places. No. All right, my opinion on that is no. Did you know? I saw a bunch of y'all asking while we were in Vegas for SHOT Show. Yeah, you can open carry in Vegas, but can you conceal carry in casinos? Can you? I'm just saying, hypothetically, if one has a smaller framed pistol.
Concealed is the.
Hypothetically, and an inside the waistband holster. And hypothetically, doesn't present the fact that they are carrying a weapon. Then hypothetically, you can stay strapped so you don't get clapped for 6 straight days in Vegas, regardless of where you are. Regardless of what you're doing or who you're talking to. Some people call this a conscientious objection. Oh, but they'll give you a big old slap on the wrist and a fine if they catch you. Hypothetically, even if that does happen, that's way better than not having the tools one needs to protect themselves should shit go sideways.
Sometimes they just escort you out.
Yeah, sometimes they just send 18 officers to escort you out. If your idea of concealed carrying is flopping your shirt over your 45. Don't know anybody that happened to. If you are concealing and people know you are concealing, you are not concealing well enough. Good morning, love.
She's so correct.
Back to the brief. This all comes at an interesting time as the death of Tyree Nichols is revealing some interesting information about systemic issues within the emergency services system. This is very much so one of the things I want to talk about this morning. The police chief of Memphis has admitted that a chronic shortage of police officers led to low hiring standards. Maybe we should defund the police more. That's a great idea. How low? Instead of requiring certain physical fitness standards, college credits, military service, or previous policing experience, that one's pretty important, previous policing experience, the requirement boiled down to a mere 2 years of any type of work experience. I was a ditch digger for 2 years. I'm now a cop. Any work experience whatsoever. I was the guy in charge of fries on third shift at McDonald's. Now I'm a cop. Just before retiring last year, the lieutenant who was in charge of recruiting, Alvin Davis, had said, quote, they would allow just pretty much anybody to be a police officer because they just want these numbers. They're not ready for it, end quote. The inexperience of new recruits reportedly shocked the people already on the force. Quote, they don't know a felony from a misdemeanor. They don't even know right from wrong yet, end quote. Now, this is not me bashing law enforcement for Constitution law enforcement. If you're one of those tyrannical scumbag, you know, little PP guys or girls with a badge, you know, and you want to terrorize the people, well, best of luck. Best of luck to you. Best of luck to you. See Gavin Newsom's comment earlier. Hellbent on deranged visions of guns for all, leaving government powerless to protect its people. Yep. But our four Constitution law enforcement brothers and sisters, I'm not against you one bit. It's the bureaucracy that I know pisses you off as well that I have a real issue with. And what do you do when you defund your police and you remove qualified immunity? That's huge. So you have no budget, and the officers that you do have won't stay, because now if they use a tactic, technique, or procedure that's been approved by the department and it backfires on them, they are personally liable, not the department. That means if they get into a self-defense shooting or something like that and they get sued, the officer's home, the officer's bank accounts, everybody, you know, everything he or her has is now fair game for the opposition to try and latch on to. So you have a populace that doesn't support you, has labeled you as, you know, you're part of the problem, right? And you have this bureaucracy that has been mismanaged for a hot minute now. You have no budget. You're having to work with people that don't know what they're doing because, you know, they were the breakfast manager at Burger King for 2 years and now they're a cop. And now you lost qualified immunity, which means that if and likely when you get sued as a law enforcement officer, they're going to take your house and your retirement and everything else. Worse than a divorce. Yeah, I'm not staying in that line of work either. And so a lot of law enforcement officers have left. And a lot of people have said, well, they should have stayed there and trained up the good ones and the new ones. And they, sure. Easy to make that argument when you're not in that situation. And now, as a result, we have cops that aren't cops trying to do cop stuff without knowing what cop stuff is. By the way, where's this taking place? Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis is like a tier two city. It's pretty important. It's right on the Mississippi River, but it's not a New York, LA, San Fran, Dallas, right? What's in cities? People, right? It's three things that are going to get you. Pastor Joe Fox, Viking preparedness, starvation, people behaving badly, and medical. We don't have these issues out here in the country. Just saying. One less thing to worry about. The shortage of officers has been an issue in many cities across the country. Bear Independent has reported on this phenomenon since 2020. Memphis is not the only location that is lowering the bar to dangerous levels. It is an example of the issues facing public safety across the nation. Ronald Serpas is the former head of the police of Nashville and New Orleans and the Washington State Patrol. So this guy's been around. He's done a thing or two. He put it this way, quote, "If you lower standards, you can predict that you're going to have problems because we're recruiting from the human race. There's such a small number of people who want to do this and an infinitesimally smaller number of people we actually want doing this," end quote. Just as dwindling medical supplies, staffing, and ambulances are a relevant safety concern for the average U.S. citizen, inappropriately staffed police forces are now a real issue as well. If you have a non-professional, I wouldn't say unprofessional, a non-professional police force in your city, do you think that's going to make policing better or worse? Is that going to increase or decrease the incident of civil unrest? Is that going to support the concept that police are bad guys and we need to defund them? Or is it going to make it make that relationship better? Maybe what they're doing is they want us to distrust humans so much that when they get those little robot police dogs finally rolled out, Hegelian dialectic, right? Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. That when they roll out these, you know, armored police dogs, robot dogs, to police the city now, everybody will welcome that. In fact, they're already talking about robot police officers in many places who are non-racist. They can't be racist. They're robots. Hmm. 50 BMG for robots. In what would be the face, I don't know, the screen, the visor. But think about it. Like, how far do they want to push the Overton window on what policing looks like? And at what point do those, we'll just say, we're here now, the tinfoil's on our head, right? We'll just say they establish these robot police forces. At what point do those robot police forces then become area denial devices, right? This area is cordoned off. Right? You shall not pass. And you step 1 foot over that line, brrr, from the mini police dog, and you got dropped, homie. And oh, by the way, the robot police dog is tied into the EMS system that's failing as well. So you got dropped, and they're not calling anybody for help for you because you stepped over the imaginary line. Yeah. How dystopian, Bear. Possible? Yes. Probable remains to be seen. But it is possible. Now, a couple of things I want to talk about before we get into the State of the Union. You will note the hair is terrible, and that's intentional because we've been doing some training here lately, and G-Chief right here, Bear Guy. If you don't know what a G-Chief is, don't worry about it. But suffice it to say, there's a lot of interesting characters at this training that we're doing. And there's been a lot of very interesting conversations. It dovetails directly into what I've been telling you all for the last 10 days or so with the DLA Defense Logistics Agency, which is a subset of the DOD Department of Defense, buying up stuff left and right. Plum Daddy said, would a 308 or a 30-06 bring down a robot? I don't know. I've never done ballistic testing on a robot, plus defined robot. Are we talking about one of those little Fight Club robots from Big Hero 6? Or are we talking about a Mech Warrior, you know, 70-ton tank-looking thing with legs that's walking around? I don't know. But very interesting conversation here lately with people who legitimately do the things. Some people who just recently got back from that place overseas that we shall not name, where NATO is currently playing chess, and some people that are headed that way. In fact, I have a brother whose wheels up today headed that way. So keep them in prayer. War is coming. War is 100% coming. The United States is anticipating being directly involved in the conflict in Ukraine. That's something that we should all be super duper aware of. Not that it's possible. It's leaning in the direction of probable right now that there will be United States Army Marines on the ground. Probably some SEALs, because SEALs, you know, sea, air, and land, right? Like, well, you're in the Navy. Well, as long as there's water in our canteens, it's a maritime environment, right? Who uses canteens anymore? It's a Camelback. Shut up, asshole. The United States is absolutely anticipating the likelihood of having to put boots on the ground in Ukraine. Based initially off of the buying patterns that we're seeing from the people that we do business with, and the people that we do business with, their other clients, as well as what the government is buying behind the scenes, as well as what they're sending overseas right now, as well as talking to these people who are over there doing the things, stuff that never happened in places that don't exist. They're like, And I tell you all of this, not because I want to scare you, because I don't, because the fear is bullshit. Worry is a sin. Because I want you to, with two eyes wide open, understand where we are in history right now. If you're not taking preparedness seriously, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you're taking preparedness too seriously, you're doing yourself a disservice. There's a push-pull here. There's a dichotomy here. But if you haven't had your foot on the accelerator of preparedness for a while, it's probably time. I don't think we've been closer to the likelihood of nuclear war since the Cuban Missile Crisis. We're there. We're heading there. Additionally, the United States of America is probably, and again, I'm qualifying all these statements because I don't know, and I don't think any of us know either, but I'm telling you based upon what I've seen, what I've heard, people I've spoken to, and this is not some Canadian prepper clickbait bullshit. I got a phone call. No, I'm talking about like people who I was face to face with for days on end. Okay. The United States is likely going to use Ukraine as a training opportunity for large-scale deployments halfway around the world in a conventional war, which feeds into China-Taiwan. The Ukrainian FTX is what this could become. So, I said all that to say this. Prolonged field care and the golden hour. So the golden hour is the first hour after an injury occurs. You want to try and get a casualty to a higher level of care during the golden hour, right? Basic human physiology, air goes in and out, blood goes round and round. As long as we can maintain those two things, we're good. We can buy them time. We can get them to, you know, ruck truck house, right? At least to a safe house, if not to a medical facility, on and on and on from there. And that's been the American way of war, more or less, during the GWAT. That's not happening in Ukraine. Because we're going back to a more conventional third-generation warfare, large-scale conflict, where civilian infrastructure, including hospitals and medical facilities, are being deliberately targeted. So prolonged field care is becoming a thing now. 24 to 72 hours, we have to sustain this casualty. That's more than an IFAC, and that's more than basic stop the bleed training, right? And so that's part of why I have a brother going to Ukraine right now to go teach them that stuff. That's part of why the DOD and DLA is buying up everything they can get, from compressed gauze to stomp bags right now. I have a series of videos here on YouTube called the Trauma Medicine Playlist. Go watch that. Please go watch that. I discuss CASAVAC and MEDEVAC in those videos and what that looks like. If you can't come to class, which there's plenty of classes at refugetraining.com right now. If you can't come to class, go watch that series and understand that the concept of you having to be the first responder is becoming more and more viable as society more and more dwindles, circles the drain. I just yesterday authorized the purchase of 3 months worth of chest seals from one vendor because that vendor called us up and said, hey, the Army and the Marine Corps placed another order and we don't know if we're going to have any for you. So if you want them, today's the day to get them.
People of the internet would die if they knew what 3 months worth of chest
seals. Yeah. Good morning, Brother Saws. Katie Lynn said the people of the internet would die if they knew what 3 months worth of chest seals cost. Yeah. So I'm telling you, scarcity is a real thing. If you're interested in medical supplies, today's the day. RefugeMedical.com. Your promo code is BearNation for free shipping. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying this because it's a fact. And it has been corroborated a dozen times in the last 2 days for me. Now, apparently Biden got heckled at the State of the Union address last night. I don't know how much y'all care about this. I want to be 100% up and up about y'all. I don't care. I don't care a little bit, even one tiny bit, that the Republicans booed the Democratic president because they're both pieces of shit. And if you don't believe me, check their fruit. What have they done for you lately? It's a dog and pony show, bro. Oh, boo, boo, liar. Marjorie Taylor Greene's yelling liar after Biden criticized the GOP's economic agenda. Liar. Now, I prefer the tax structure under a Republican president as compared to a Democratic president. That's for sure. 38% income tax is effing BS. Yeah. Comma, they're all scumbags. They're all scumbags. We got a bump stock ban and a vaccine, a beautiful, tremendous vaccine that doesn't work and kills people. Oops, here goes the channel. Under our most recent Republican president. Now, was he better than Biden? Oh, hell yeah. Was he a gift from God? Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Don't put these people up on a pedestal. Do not. You worship them at your detriment. Don't do it. And so the Republicans yelled at Biden. I don't know. I don't even know if this will work, but I'm gonna try it.
Fair share. Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know what it means?
I enjoy conversion.
Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are. They go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant one. But it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you.
Boo! Liar! Whatever. Dog and pony show. Render under Caesar's what is Caesar's? And then do righteous works with the leftovers, right? Israel cried out for a king. How well did it go when they had a king? Rather than each man see to your own house. Not so great. Not so great. And you'll get people now that says, there's one king. He's Jesus. I agree. There's no J in Hebrew, but I agree. And he spoke Aramaic, not the King James English, but I'm in a friggin' rabbit hole again. For sure, if there's one king and it's Messiah, then why are you worshiping at the throne of the State of the Union address and all these elected assholes? I think the battery... Nope, there it is. I thought the battery on my little mousey mouse just died. So anyway, Republicans aren't very happy with the Democrats or the Democratic president. Yeah, because they're out there fighting for our rights, man. Are they? Have you checked their fruit lately? Now, doesn't mean, gosh, it hurts me to say this, it doesn't mean that the Republicans haven't had some wins and aren't doing some good stuff, and that they are, in my opinion, the conservative wing is better than the liberal wing. But they're not heroes, and they certainly shouldn't be touted as heroes for doing the job that they're getting paid to do, which is to represent you. Okay? They're not heroes. They're not heroically fighting for your rights. That's their job, right? We don't clap for the garbage man when he comes and dumps the dumpster in the back of the truck. Yeah, love that garbage company, man. They're the best. That's his job. That's what he does. When you go to Home Depot and you get a nice straight 2x4, you're like, hell yeah, I love that timber company. They're the best. Number two spruce boards, man. Hell no, I'm never going to buy cedar. I only buy pine. F those cedar guys. No, that's their job. Their job is to make straight lumber. That's it. That's it. Stop giving your power over to these people. From MSN.com, and then we're done for today. Biden said words last night, and here's some of the words that he said. Fact-checking claim. Biden says he has lowered inflation. Quote, we have more to do, but here at home, inflation is coming down. Food inflation is coming down, end quote. Biden said, adding that inflation has fallen for the past 6 months. I'm going to not read the responses to these fact checks. I'm just going to go, wrong. Bullshit. Let's see. Claim, falling gas prices are helping consumers. Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Yeah, but they were $1.90 a gallon when you took office. They peaked to $5 plus per gallon, and now they're down on average $3.50 to $4. That's still twice what it was when you took office, because you're a scumbag piece of shit asshole. Next. Claim, there's been historic job growth under Biden and the labor market is booming. Quote, 2 years ago, our economy was reeling. Negative. I was there during that economy 2 years ago. It was not reeling. As I stand here tonight, we have created a record 12 million new jobs, more jobs created in 2 years than any president has ever created in 4 years. End quote. To the extent that the economy was reeling, it's because that both the Democrats and the Republicans decided to shut the country down for a year and a half and see what effect that would have on the global economy as part of their Hegelian dialectic plan to make you beg for them to make it better so that they would be allowed to continue to infringe your freedoms. Yeah, historic job growth. When everybody gets laid off, when 70% of small businesses go bankrupt or have to press pause because of your draconian economic policies, and then you lift your hand off of the oppressed and they start to spring back up. You don't get to take credit for that springiness when they start to, if you've just been beating and kicking and punching somebody, knocking them to the ground, kicking their teeth out of their face, breaking their ribs, and then you stop. And then they slowly start to stand up. You don't get to take credit for them standing up. That makes me want to say F words, like really, really, really badly. Claim, manufacturing boom leads to job growth in the sector. Quote, we already created 800,000 good paying manufacturing jobs. We did? Biden did that? Is that what he did? Is that what the Democrats did? Because I'll tell you what, not a single Democrat or Republican, not one of them, has showed up to our offices and said, oh, you're an American small business. You got four sew shops. You've got a hard case partner that you're with. You've got products on four continents. You're saving people's lives. That's awesome. We're here to help. Here's some money. Here's some product. Here's just a clap hand. Nothing. Not a whisper. And I will bet you every dollar in my bank account, they haven't shown up to any other small manufacturing organization either and helped them out. I guarantee you they haven't. And I can tell you the current tax structure isn't helping anybody, especially business owners. We've already created 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs, the fastest growth in 40 years. Where is it written that America can't lead the world in manufacturing again? End quote. Asshole. And I mean Biden. Asshole. You caused the problem. You don't get credit for not even fixing the problem. but for stopping to cause the problem and then letting us naturally rebound back in spite of the fact that you did all these things to us. You're no hero. Neither are any of your cohorts. There's nothing special about you. You don't get praise for not kicking me in the ribs today. That's way different than a helping hand or a blessing or extending a peace offering. You just quit kicking me in the ribs and I figured out how to stand up again with all these broken ribs and internal bleeding and missing some teeth and one of my eyes swollen shut. And you want to take credit for the fact that you stopped beating the shit out of me. Claim wage growth has been strong under Biden. Quote, inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months while take-home pay has gone up. Bullshit. Bullshit. One more time. Bullshit. Not only am I going to get demonetized today, I might not have a channel later. Link to Patreon in the description. $5 a month. If you can't afford $5 a month, at least share this show with somebody you love, because this may be the last ever bear brief that ever bear briefed. Jaina, I don't care. Last claim. Under Biden, the U.S. had its two strongest years of business application in history. Quote, over the last 2 years, a record 10 million Americans applied to start a new small business. Every time somebody starts a small business, it's an act of hope, end quote. Mr. Biden, because you're certainly not president, Mr. Biden, 10 million small businesses. Of the 40 million small businesses that have shut down in the last two and a half years, of the 40 million small businesses, so 25% of people who were entrepreneurs, who were small business owners, have enough fight left in them after you've beaten the shit out of us for the last 2 years to stand back up and wave two middle fingers in the air and go back to work again in spite of the fact that you exist. That's nothing to be proud of. You should mourn the loss of that other 30 million small businesses. You're no hero. You're a piece of shit. You're a horrendous leader. You're a liar. You're laundering money in Ukraine. Your son is a national security risk. He's a genuine piece of shit pedophile. But if I had the opportunity to get in a closed room with him, we'd need exactly one body bag. And he might win. It might be for me. But I doubt it. You're a corrupt career politician who's never had a real job, who's a senile old man now, who needs to just leave people the hell alone and disappear into the sunset. And I hate your guts with everything that I've got, even though I try and be respectful of the office, not the man. But you're a friggin' disgrace. And do not take credit for the hard work of the American people. You didn't do that. You are the reason so many people can barely get by right now. You're evil. You're an abomination. You're a piece of shit. And I hope you burn in hell. That's kind of how I feel about Biden. Just a little bit. That's the brief for today. If you're one of those people that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, this is your invitation to beat feet, skedaddle. Get out of here. Have a blessed day. Shalom. For everybody else, since apparently my YouTube channel is going to be deleted today, you can find me on Patreon. There's a link in the description of every video and live stream. It's $5 a month. I'm completely unapologetic about the fact that it's $5 per month. If you don't get a minimum of $5 per month value out of that, you're welcome. Welcome to jump ship. That doesn't happen very often. I recommend you come check it out.
YouTube does not like the most recent comments. I'm having like approve.
Probably. Oh, you're blue wrenching the shit out of it over there?
Approve. They're fine comments. People are
just, yep.
As far as we're concerned, they're fine.
Patreon. Refuge Medical Potassium Iodate KIO3 is on pre-order. It'll ship February 10th. If you don't have potassium iodate or you need more, you can get it from us, refugemedical.com, at a reasonable price. But it's a pre-order right now. It'll ship 2 days from now. So that's Friday. Let's see. Small of the back kits, SOBs. Ryan Brown, bless you. Thank you, everybody, for the super chats. And everybody in the chat, thank you so much. Vendor's chain. Wow, Bear's on fire today. Dude, we live this.
There's a lot of...
This is like our life. This is what we do. This is why I get out of bed at 4:30 every morning. Our businesses, praise the Most High, save people's lives. There are 61 people who got to go home to their families because we showed up to work. Now, that's not me. That's the Creator showing off and being badass. But he's got to use somebody. And that's where we come in. And we get to experience the abundance of his provision and blessing as a beautiful byproduct of being his hands and feet and trying to save people's lives. And it's only because of the Father and his blessings that we've made it to where we are today, in spite of all of these politicians and their horrendous bullshit. So when they try and take credit for the works of the Most High and act as if they haven't been kicking us in the ribs while we're bleeding out on the side of the road for the last 2 years, it pisses me off a lot. A lot. I don't bitch and moan to y'all. I don't complain to you. You don't care. And even if you did care, you have no frame of reference for what it is that I actually do every day. This is not my job, just so we're all on the same page. This is something I do because I love y'all. And I, gosh dang it, you better get ready for what's coming. And if you're not, shame on you. And if you're not at the same time stewarding your family and the people that you love, shame on you. I don't do this because it's profitable, because it's a good use of my time, because I want to get you into some funnel. I could go home, sit on my back porch, hang out with my wife, shoot the occasional Patreon video, and be done forever, right off into the sunset. Facts, truth. But I have a moral, ethical, spiritual obligation to be one of the men crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way. Because shit's going to get real. Real fast. I don't do this even because I like it some days. I do it because Dad told me I had to. So here we are. My job, what I really do is that I'm CEO of no less than 5 companies and president of 2 ministries. And I live that every day. I see this every day. And trying to build and maintain businesses in this economic climate, it's not easy. That's good. It doesn't have to be easy. In fact, the fact that it's not easy is good, because all the asshole, you know, Lambo, Bugatti entrepreneurs out there, you know, the get rich quick, you know, sales funnel, automation, blah, blah, blah. All those guys and girls, they're falling by the wayside, as they should, because it got hard again, which it should be, to separate the wheat from the chaff. So I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. It's just my job. But I see shit in my job, every day that if I could tell you, man, you guys would be living 40 foot underground on the side of a mountain fully wrapped in tinfoil right now. But I don't want to scare you. I just want to spur you to action. Argole said, thanks for the matzah video. I made it yesterday. It was amazing. Bless you, Argole. I'm glad you like the matzah. Tell us, big text. I can't. I feel like Yeshua sometimes. Like, Master, what signs shall you do to us to prove that you are the Messiah? And he's like, how many baskets of bread did you just pick up? Huh? They're like, oh, yes, but what signs shall you do? Like, you either believe or you don't, man. You either get it or you don't. It's not my job to be dancing bear, man. That's it. You guys know what to do. Refuge Medical for medical kits and components. They're going to sell out. There's the market's drying up. They're going to sell out. Bear Nation's your free code for shipping. Grindstone Ministries for online giving, for Caleb House swag, and for survival applications and weapons systems swag. And that's it. That's the brief for today. Come see us on Patreon. This channel will probably be deleted later today. I don't give two shits. Y'all have a blessed day. Honestly, I mean that. Y'all have a blessed day. Go out there and be the light. Be the hands and feet. And don't take no shit from no one. You work for the creator of the universe and nobody else. All right? You are his property. Nobody else's. Bless y'all. Shalom.